Oh my god, how is it doing that? That is wild, man.
Yep.
What's going on, guys? My name is Dan Davis, and I'm the creative director here on DanceTube.tv, which is Australia's number one ranked drone YouTube channel. Today, we're testing out the DJI Avata 2, and it's the first time my friend Eamon here from Creative Philosophy is flying FPV, and he's checking out the Avata 2 for the first time. How are you feeling, dude?
Definitely a little bit nervous. For those other that don't know me, I fly like real estate. I shoot real estate videos pretty much all day, every day. I've shot thousands of them on normal drones, but I've never flown FPV before. I've seen you fly it, and it's a little bit nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. But this one seems a bit more accessible, so I'm keen to see if we can implement it in my workwear, maybe.
All right, so we're just getting the focus point for Eamon's eyes here. So he's just basically twisting the knobs, moving them across. Got everything powered on. You got to power on all three, and then we're ready to fly.
If you are interested in the DJI Avata 2, then I will have some epic deals down below in the video description. So make sure to check those out. There will definitely be something there for you if you're looking to pick up the Avata 2.
Weird having something on my head.
So just wait a second. There's a car coming by. So all you've got to do is to prime the motors. You press this orange button here twice. And there we go. It's primed automatically. Press the record button for me. Let me do it for you, actually.
I can't see it, so.
Is it recording on the screen?
Oh, yeah, it's recording. Yeah, top right. Yeah,
recording?
Yeah, I can see it. Yep.
Okay. All right. So all you have to do, dude, is there's the orange button over here where my thumb is. So you just press that twice. That will prime the motors. There we go. And now you press and hold the orange button. All right. So then all you have to do is pull the trigger gently to start moving. And then as you angle your wrists, there we go.
Oh, okay. It's just a bit more like... more intuitive than you think.
Yeah. There we go. Now it's working. Oh, damn.
Wow, that's gangster as hell. Yeah, right, because I was kind of picturing like a Wii Remote kind of vibe, but it's just a little bit more like... it's really cool how they've set it up in terms of like, you're like aiming in this middle. Like, I feel like I'm an actual pilot.
It is pretty intuitive, hey? Like it, yeah. Once you get used to it, it kind of just makes sense. It's just a natural movement. Yeah, I think other motion controllers, like you said, like other Wii Remotes or other motion controllers, they can be a little bit more fiddly.
Yeah.
And you have to be a bit more like, almost intentional with your movement.
Oh, bubbers.
Yeah, watch out for them. Watch out for that.
Oh yeah, this is actually going to be accessible for like work that I do. I would be confident, like I'm only flying it for the first time ever, obviously. And I'm not flying it through anything.
Yeah.
I'd be more confident because I'd only need 6 shots going around a house for it to look epic. Like
right.
Going over and around something like that on a different angle. Because I put my drone on FPV mode and just do a big reverse shot sometimes and it looks sick. But this would just be more authentic, you know.
That's awesome. All right, so just stop the drone for a second. I just want to show you something that's new with this one.
Oh, yeah.
So this button here where your thumb is, if you press that twice for me, it will give you the... the view.
Right.
So now you can see if there's like someone who wants to talk to you.
Oh, right,
it's not the camera. Then you can kind of just see, you know, what's happening in the environment.
Right. Oh, so a bit like.
And then you double tap it again.
Fly.
No, you definitely don't want to fly like that. Yeah,
it's not like Apple Vision where you can see both. It is weird being able to move your head as well. Like you've got to keep your head still.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's like nauseating. You're like not sure where you're going.
Yeah. And that button as well, if you press that button once, it will recenter your motion point to the middle of the screen if you lose it a little bit. And also like if you angle the controller down to the ground a little bit, that's how you can decrease in altitude if you want more of a lower shot as well.
Oh, it is a little bit like motion sicknessy vibe.
Yeah. If you're not used to it.
Keep your head still, otherwise I'm just like, whoa, I had a big lunch, you know?
Okay.
So like, what are the sensors like on this thing? Because like, you know, I'd be tempted to get a little closer to object, but I'm like, you know, paranoid about it.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. It doesn't really have what you're used to from other DJI drones, where it's actually going to be able to sense and avoid.
Like, but I'm on the Mini 4 Pro now and the sensors are actually finally okay, you know?
Yeah, okay. Like, yeah, you need to make sure that you're trying to avoid the obstacles. It's not going to do it for you.
Yeah, right.
You can see that you're increasing in altitude and kind of banking around.
But yeah, I think once, like if I had a good like hour session of this, ran through all the batteries, like you would get much more comfortable with it really quickly, I think.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It's good.
100%. All right, well, if you bring it back, I want to show you another feature.
Yeah, nice. Is that max speed as well when you're holding the trigger?
No, we haven't even got it on the full speed mode. We've got it just on like the beginner normal mode right now.
That's what we want.
Baby mode right now. All right, I'm going to show you the easy acro mode now, dude. This is the brand new feature. So all you have to do is you use this kind of little like crown. They call it like a digital crown on the side. And you use that to scroll between the different modes, right? And then once you've selected it, you use the joystick in the direction that you can see that it's giving the option to go with. And that's how you basically do it. So we'll go with the roll one first. So if you go down to the roll option.
So at the moment, this is just pointing down and up.
Okay, I think we need to take off. Okay, so double tap that one. Look at him, he's used to it already.
Cool. See, I can see that I'm in a mode now.
There you go, and then accelerate. There we go. And then all you have to do is if you're on the roll mode, you just go in the direction with the joystick, whichever way you want to go. So with this guy up here.
So there's only slide, 180 drift, and flip.
Yes, that's correct. The flip one, not roll.
Right.
Flip. So then you use this guy here, this thumbstick.
This one.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, damn, that was hectic. Oh my God, how is it doing that? That is wild, man.
Yeah, like how do they even program something like this? So what's 180 drift?
Are we even recording? I don't even think we're recording.
Oh, no, we're not.
Let me press it. All right, now we're recording.
All right, so flip mode.
Let's do the flip again. Yeah, so tempting to like flip your wrist to do it, hey? That would be an intuitive way to do it.
Oh, the like moving forward front flip is so, so G. Yeah, it's cool. It doesn't let you be in flip mode if you're too close to the ground.
That makes sense. That's good. And then you can do like back flip, front flip, and then the side rolls the both ways. So you've got four directions with it. It's crazy that you can keep moving. Like you can keep the momentum as it's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is wild.
Oh, that's cool as well. You're just like, it's a bit more.
It's definitely got a different feel to the first Avada with the movement. Like you said, you've got to accelerate and then set the movement that you want to go with. If you're just angling the remote, it doesn't seem to move the drone unless you're accelerating a little bit. That seems to be new.
Take a little bit to get used to. Sick. I kind of want to be able to do like a half front flip, or is that just like a flick up kind of thing?
I guess that would be a flick up to kind of angle up a little bit.
So what's 180 drift then?
So go to that one. So whatever the direction is that you can see, I think it just kind of banks around, it drifts off to the side.
Just kind of like hangs as it's pushing in one direction as my car. Yeah, this is a sick mode. Oh, this would be the mode that you'd shoot real estate videos on.
Right.
I reckon. Because you'd be attacking the house like this and you just kind of like
angle and you drift around. Like, that would be sick.
Yeah.
So that's the 180 drift, is it?
Yeah, I think that's the best mode.
That looks cool, yeah.
Slide's obviously chill, but like...
Yeah, the slide one seems to be a bit more subtle, for sure. It's a bit more of a like subtle movement.
So good. Oh my God, there's something on my leg. Yes,
that's it's the Avada one. Yeah. It's wanting your attention.
Nice, all right, I'll bring it back in.
Yeah, bring it back, yeah. And let's get your thoughts on this. Let's see how you go with the land. It's crazy, like you've only just flown it for a very brief time. Bring it in a little closer, there's a car coming. A bit closer again. There we go, that's good there. Yep, that's good there. Press and hold. And then it'll slowly go down. Yeah, it's crazy, you've only been flying it for what, 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, not even, like, yeah.
And so you're already getting used to it. The more time you have with it, man, the more you're gonna get used to it.
Yeah, it's way more accessible than the last FPV. I didn't even try it, but like, we were just playing disc golf and watching you try it, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't wanna crash.
You do that, yeah, you do your thing.
This, like, I could pick this up and I'd be confident like shooting a house with this now.
Yeah.
You know, like again, I just like make sure you almost want like a spotter, somebody to just watch everywhere.
Yeah.
That's probably the only downside. You've got something on your head, so.
Yeah.
Even also like when you're coming into land, I'm like, oh, the tree, like, cause you can't see it.
Yeah.
When you're flying a normal drone, you can be like, cool, you can see the distance, but in the, just the perception.
Yeah, that's
like,
it, that's it.
So, but you'd get used to that as well.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why I think it's handy that they've added the option, the two cameras on the front, so that you can quickly like tap it, see what's happening, and you can kind of get a perception of where the drone is.
You just have to get used to integrating
that. Yeah, and then you can go from there, yeah.
But overall, that's amazing, that's sick. Because it's like, I remember when FPV like first came out, we were like, that would be sick to get into.
Yeah,
but it was just not accessible at all, and you know, huge respect to those guys that are into that hobby, but you've got to like spend a lot of time and attention getting into that.
Yeah.
You know, learn how to build and fix and blah, blah. And I'm just like, neither of us had the time for it, or patience. It was just like, we can't, we're too busy. But something like this, you can just pick up and go with it. You know?
Yeah, it's accessible for anyone. So, and you've got the prop guards built in. So if you do hit anything, it should be fine.
Well, you know, I'd be theoretically. Interested to see if and when you crash it, how it holds up. You know?
Yeah, 100%.
So, but yeah, that's sick, man.
Cool.